Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York continues its series of Handel Opera productions this Saturday when Giulio Cesare opens at the historic hall. Opera director and Hudson resident R.B. Schlatter's production features early music band Ruckus, world-class opera actors, and improvised dance by Devon. Sung in Italian with English supertitles, Handel's mega hit from 1724 will have 6 performances at Hudson Hall, and Catspan Cultural Park in Tivoli, New York partnered with the hall to provide artist residency. R.B. Schlatter joins us now, along with Song-hee Lee, who went on stage at Hudson Hall, will be Cleopatra in Giulio Cesare, and Douglas Ray Williams, who'll be playing Aquila. R.B., Doug, and Song-hee, welcome to the roundtable.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
R.B., let's begin with you. What do you want me to know about Giulio Cesare before we get into the nitty-gritty of this production?
I think that it's really fun.
That's good. That's a great start. We love that.
Yeah, I mean, my whole crusade is really that Baroque opera, even though this is from 1724, is really fun, really alive, really now. It's not some kind of dusty thing from the past. It's not a museum piece. It's really alive and visceral, and that, you know, it's kind of the perfect entry point into this magical genre that's called opera.
And what is special and important to you about doing the production at Hudson Hall in Hudson?
Well, I just love this building. I'm so inspired. I'm talking to you right now. I'm sitting on the ground floor of Hudson Hall, and I'm so inspired by this building. It's so beautiful, and I think the history is so great, and I love the way it sits in the town, and it's such a gathering place for the community, and I love that we are... This is the third opera I've produced here now, and we've really hit on this model of platforming local talent, local and regional talent, giving people access to some of like the new generation of opera performers, and also highlighting some of the top people working in the industry. And it's such a place, a great place to discover that artistry, but also to experience opera so uniquely up close. That's where our tagline of come experience the power and the intimacy of New York State's oldest surviving theater came from.
Song-hee Lee, you are playing Cleopatra. Tell me about the vocal part and what working on it has been like so far.
Characterization. It has a wide range, I would say, for a soprano role, I guess, because it is not a super coloratura, like high-sitting, light role, I guess, but putting ornamentations and like fancy ornamentations towards the end of the opera could show my wide range of voice, vocal technique. So it's been so far very challenging, but very rewarding. And I think audiences are going to have so much great time listening to the really lyric part about this character and the deepness about the profound character of herself, but also the high, fast coloratura of her sound, like spinning on the top area. So I think audiences are going to have a lot of great time there. And then character-wise, she's very interesting because R.B. and I really tried to dig into, she disguises herself as this character called Lydia. And Lydia comes from the Lydian mode, which was kind of banned at the time of 17th century because it was it represented some sensual thing that was not appropriate for audiences, mm-hmm. because it aroused these sensual, almost like exotic feelings to the listeners. So Handel was having fun to present Cleopatra as Lydia, because it was kind of banned and not appropriate for the time, but she is also like a disguised character, which is not super appropriate. So I think to have these different characters and have a chance to like act as two different human beings on stage is really challenging for me and also very rewarding. And I think that's gonna be a really charming part about this opera.
Douglas Ray Williams, could you inform me similarly about what the vocal part of this role offers you in the characterization and what it's been like to work on the production for Hudson Hall?
Yes, I'm singing the role of Aquila. Very interesting. This role was originated by the same singer who originated the role that I did in Rhodelinda at Hudson Hall a year and a half ago. So there's actually like quite a bit of similarity with the tessitura, the range of the role, and also the energy behind it. Aquila is the muscle behind the throne of Ptolemaio. And you see that in the vocal writing. It's very energized, immediate, direct, expressing this brutal and very reactionary character. It fits into a world of Handel bass roles that I've encountered in several pieces of this frustrated lover who can't quite complete the romance that he has in mind, and also ends up kind of sneaking around with a subplot, switching sides and trying to plot to overthrow someone. So it's a kind of archetypal Handel bass role. Yeah, so we've been finding our way in that, working in a way that we experiment, we try things out in the scene. It's not working, we have to rebuild. How would this character move? What is the psychology behind it? And that's a very unique process, and unique actually to these two Handel operas that I've worked with RB on at Hudson Hall, is that we're all building something from the ground up based on our experience of the music, the character, trusting that Handel is a great dramatist, that Handel has already put all kinds of exciting psychology into the music. And then we discover that together. And then if it doesn't work, we try something new. So building it from the ground up.
Performances of Giulio Cesare at Hudson Hall will take place April 19th through May 2nd. And as we're speaking, you all have already had a couple open rehearsals. How did those go? Why was it important to include that in the process, showing how you have all worked on it? But how did it go? What was it like? And had you ever done open rehearsals before? RB, you can start.
Yeah, I actually started. The first Handel operas that I directed were back in 2014, 2015, down in galleries on the Lower East Side in New York City. And I presented them as process art installations. So the entire rehearsal process was on view during gallery hours. And it would, you know, gradually we would add costumes and lights and the orchestra, and it would culminate in kind of quote unquote performances with an audience. And it was really cool to present process that way and show people that these operas, these products are the result of so much artistry, so much time, a really interesting and unique process. One of the things I love so much about opera is I've learned that every process is different, and it's so much about the group of people that come together for a given project, and you never really know where it's going to go. At Hudson Hall, the last two Saturdays, we had open rehearsals from 2 to 5, and the first day we had 60 people come through, which was amazing because it was pouring rain outside. And this last Saturday, we had about 70 people come through. And the kind of amazing thing was that most people actually came and stayed the whole time. And a great deal of people then went and bought tickets to come back and see a performance with the costumes and lighting and the full orchestra. So,
and that's what you want.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But, you know, really a big reason I did it was because when we did Rhodelinda, I had so many friends who have young kids, and they were like, well, we just can't really like leave them alone yet. And so I thought, oh, it's too bad they're missing this. They can't see this thing that's happening. Why don't we just open up some rehearsals? And I really encouraged a lot of my friends to like, bring your kids, bring them through. And one of my friends just wrote after the last show, it was actually our photographer, Lauren Lancaster, who was shooting. She wrote being like, hey, my five-year-old and eight-year-old came for the last 20 minutes and they loved it. If you're wondering what the 5 to 8-year-old boy demographic thinks.
Douglas, what did you think about the open rehearsals?
I had some friends last weekend come over from Great Barrington to watch. One of them has never been to an opera, anything like it. The other one has come to a couple of things that I've been in. And they were totally fascinated and captivated by it, to see the process, to see us trying things out and that day we were working with our fight coordinator. So
Oh,
really
cool.
taking all of this action and deconstructing it and learning what type of body language is going to tell a certain story. And so they were really excited to see the mechanics of all how that's all put together.
Sung-hee, did you have any specific reaction to having people attend rehearsals? Had you ever done that before?
Well, there certainly is like final dress when, people come into, it's like open dress rehearsals, I guess. But this was really special this time because we were still in the process of like stage changing stagings and stuff. Because for usually final dresses, it's stagings are pretty much fixed. But we were in the process of working still. And then it was so amazing to have audiences there because the energy for singers on stage is totally different when audiences are actually there. And I felt so alive and had so much fun, and getting the reaction from audiences was just, energizing. People can think opera is very hard to approach, and a lot of people wouldn't really had a chance to try out what opera is, but once they have tried opera and like this kind of opera, Handel's opera in Hudson Hall, I think I'm 100% sure they will come again to watch the plot, hear the singing, because it has such a powerful it is such a it's such a powerful experience for the audience. I'm 100% sure they'll love it if you have a chance to listen it once in your life.
RB, there will be improvised dancing as a part of this production. Could you tell us about that, please?
Giulio Cesare is like Handel's blockbuster. It's like the sprawling action adventure spectacle. I don't even think Handel really necessarily knew anything about Julius Caesar or Cleopatra, or it wasn't important to him. He wrote this opera during like the height of his popularity in London, when he was just churning these operas out, and he was finding these like amazing performers from Italy and bringing them back to London, and he was just trying to like sell tickets. So he's picking titles that people knew about, and I think people just went wild for this opera because they had some knowledge of antiquity, and I think he was inspired to write some of his most exciting music. And this is a title that I was supposed to do a couple times already, and each production was canceled because of COVID-19 related stuff. And each time there was always going to be a dance element. So when Tammy Dillon, when I had presented Rhodelinda to Hudson Hall, and I was so happy that they responded by saying, "Well, we'd love to do it, but we'd love it to be the beginning of a series of Handel productions here." I immediately knew that the next one had to be Giulio Cesare. And I thought of my friend Devon, who has been living here full time since 2016, who's someone I know from the city and is a close friend and an incredible improv-based dance artist and performer. And so I approached her and said, I've never worked this way before, but if you wanted to come and be part of this production, I would love to just have you in it, and we'll find the parts of the show that you're in, and I'll just talk to you the way I talk to a singer about like, this is the vibe, this is the atmosphere we need to create. How can we physicalize it? And it's been really exciting, and we're still sort of figuring out what it is, but I don't think it'll really actually come alive until there's an audience there watching it, because to me this it's a really unique situation here, because Ruckus, the early music band who is the orchestra for these projects, they don't have a conductor. They're a leaderless group, so they really think as a group, and it really requires that the singers and the band are really listening to each other and kind of improvising in real time, and also kind of reacting to the audience and the energy that the audience is bringing to it. So it creates this condition where every show is different, and the show people can see on April 19th is going to develop, and it'll become a totally different thing by May 2nd.
The performances of Giulio Cesare at Hudson Hall in Hudson, New York, are taking place, as was just mentioned, April 19th through May 2nd. The production is directed by R.B. Schlatter and features Douglas Ray Williams and Song-hee Lee, our guests this morning. Thank you all for being here. It's delightful to speak with you, and I appreciate your time.
It's always great
Pleasure.
to talk to you, Sarah.
Once again, R.B. Schlatter's production of Giulio Cesare will play at Hudson Hall April 19th through May 2nd. To learn more, visit hudsonhall.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.